USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the eve of the first meeting of the Select House Committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy introduced a resolution to have all five Republican members he nominated seated to the panel. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had rejected Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio, causing the minority leader to pull all five of his picks. The measure was tabled along a mostly party-line vote. Following a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, President Biden has announced a deal to end the U.S.'s combat mission in that country.
Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not... It's just to be available, to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
President Biden announced Monday that Americans dealing with the effects of long-term COVID could qualify for disability benefits. Speaking at a White House event, the president said those that qualify could be entitled to certain federal resources.
Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain or fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. So we're bringing agencies together to make sure Americans with long COVID who have a disability have access to the rights and resources that are due under the disability law, which includes accommodations and services in the workplace, in school, and our health care system.
The Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Justice, and Labor also released guidelines Monday to help those suffering from long COVID navigate the federal benefit process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Washington, D.C. is one of many American cities dealing with a rise in crime, and the city's police chief believes he knows why. Lance Pry reports.
As Washington lawmakers play the blame game on why violent crime is spiking in major cities throughout America, Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte has his theory from what he's seeing on the streets.
We have taken on a mindset that marijuana is not really a big issue in our city. I can tell you that marijuana undoubtedly is connected to violent crimes that we're seeing in our community. When you have something where people get high reward, they can make a lot of money by selling illegal marijuana, and the risk is low, the risk for accountability is very low, that creates a very, 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 very bad situation. Because those individuals get robbed, those individuals get shot at, those individuals get involved in disputes all across our city. I'm seeing it happen more and more.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And public employees in California, New York City, and one federal agency will soon have to get vaccinated against COVID. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Monday that all state and health care workers will have to get vaccinated or get tested once a week starting next month. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced similar requirements for the 340,000 city workers there. Veteran Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough also announced that all health care personnel working for the department would be required to get vaccinated. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.